Can you please speak to the difference in beginning metta meditation with self as opposed to beginning with an external object or person? I often feel depleted when directing outwards. During a Dhamma talk last year to Baigiri, you led it in a different way by beginning with this, with the self, and I had an entirely new experience which resonated with me more than the outward focus. Starting with a focus on kindness towards self, seemed to create a greater sense of stability and lightness for me. And I think that that is a universal experience, and the the traditional forms of say that of directing loving kindness and the traditional instruction for developing loving kindness always starts with oneself. like in the chanting that we do, which is a say reflections on universal well-being, say loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity, but that development of loving kindness in particular begins with directing attention toward oneself. May I abide in well-being, or may I be happy. Ahang sukito, may I be happy. May I abide in well-being. and it's various in freedom from affliction, freedom from hostility, freedom from ill will, freedom from anxiety. And may I maintain well-being in myself. That's a traditional form. And then it isn't until then that one starts to direct it out. And in teachers who use the say loving kindness meditations who are accomplished in it, they'll advise to don't even begin even considering directing attention out until you've got a really good solid foundation of that loving kindness kind of steeped within oneself. It's like, yeah, you've got to have a little bit of money in the bank before you can give it to loan it to somebody else or give it to somebody else. I mean, this is a very, very simple kind of equation. And similarly with on the emotional level, one needs to care for oneself, because we can get depleted when we look around the world and are people close to us, near to us, family, friends, society, world in general, it's kind of endless. So we can be, we can make it a very tiring in trying to have care and kindness and loving feelings toward, if we don't have a solid base. And one of the images that I found very helpful with the cultivation of metta meditation, loving kindness meditation, is that it's beginning with, of course, it's an emotion, it's a heart feeling, the sense of the heart softening and opening and expanding with loving kindness and care. And it's like having a, you know, we begin, it's like a small vessel, a small bowl that we start to fill up. But then as we get a bit more adept, a bit stronger in our cultivation, that bowl, that vessel can get bigger. The feeling in the heart can expand. But it has that container of the heart or of this vessel. And this is the base, this is the foundation. And then as we expand it, it becomes stable and solid. And we start to think in terms of to include others, rather than it going out to go and deliver your loving kindness parcels around. You're inviting people into that sphere, that container of loving kindness, and it can get bigger and it can grow and become more encompassing. But the base is always, it's always here in the heart. So that's a way of working with it.